They are grandma, grandpa, mama, nana, and pop-pop. They are our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, and they are an increasing part of Iowa's demographic. It is hard not to take personally the horrific thought of a sexual predator taking advantage of the elderly, even when the criminals are elderly themselves. But debate between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate quickly got very personal.
I have no clue, rational reason why Senate Democrats are running an amendment where they want violent predators to perpetrate their grandmothers.
Republican Senator Sean Hammerlink of Dixon accused Democrats of offering up the elderly and infirm to the most heinous violations. Senate Democrats fired back. Here's Senate Democratic Leader Mike Gronstahl of Council Bluffs.
Congratulations, Senator Hammerlink. You convinced Senate Republicans that allowing sexually violent predators into nursing homes was a good idea.
So how did a nonpartisan idea, like protecting our elders from violent abuses, become a screaming match between parties? Here's how. The House bill, and the one Senate Republicans supported, mandated notifying families if a sex offender is also a neighbor in a nursing home or assisted living facility. But Democratic Senator Tom Hancock of Epworth says that information doesn't need to be legislated because it's already public.
How is notifying someone going to keep our grandmothers safe? Keeping these folks out of these institutions is what we're doing, is we're keeping our grandmothers and grandfathers safe.
Hancock says the Democrats' bill goes further. It actively blocks the release of violent sexual predators into nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Senator Gronstahl says it makes notifications moot.
Our bill did away with notification because we're not going to let them into the facilities. We thought that better protected grandma.
But Hammerlink says if his grandmother was in a nursing home, it would do nothing to protect her from a predator who already lived next door. And he says it only blocks violent sexual predators, not registered sex offenders.
I just asked you the question, and you just acknowledged that you let rapists next to grandmothers. And you stand on the floor and you put on a show.
The truth is, to a certain extent, this is all a show. Both Democrat and Republican proposals are stopgap measures. They're Band-Aids. Governor Branstad spokesman Tim Albrecht says there's another problem. The state can't just abandon offenders or leave them in jail when their sentence is up.
At play here are the rights of everybody. You have to look at what's legal, what serves the rights, what serves the needs. There are a lot of complex issues at play, and it's not just a matter of passing a quote-unquote simple solution to take care of this, because we're going to open the state up for all sorts of problems if we just try to ram something through in the final days of the session.
The Senate Democratic version of the bill moved rapidly and was passed. The one thing both sides agree on is the need for more information, because the state has to balance two very different factors. They have to protect our aging citizens, and they have to care for the predators among them. They also have to figure out how to pay for it all. At the Statehouse, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.